Welcome everyone to the new Device Authority podcast series with me, Paul Lockley.
And me, Robert Dobson.
We'll be taking you on a journey to explore new trending themes and things that are happening in IoT. And today, we want to talk about SBOM. And before you get too excited, it's nothing to do with Tom Jones. So, Rob, why don't you tell us what SBOM is?
Well, SBOM stands for Software Bill of Materials. And it's a formal machine-readable inventory of soft components and dependencies and information about those components and their hierarchical relationships.
Excellent. And what's driven that?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, over the last so many years, there's been various themes that have been running. One of those is actually Joe Biden brought out last year in May an executive order, which basically mandated that any software component, IT, IoT, industrial IoT, for critical infrastructure had to be able to report and maintain a software bill of materials.
So what's the mandate for that? What does that actually mean?
Well, it actually means is that any supplier that's supplying software into critical infrastructure, has to be able to provide an SBOM. That SBOM has to be shared, and then, that has to be shared with various organizations in the US departments, like Department of Defense, Department of Transport, and so forth. Anyone that's interested in those SBOMs has to be able to get access to that data, purely to help provide transparency in the supply chain for critical infrastructure, and also to provide an increased security posture for that critical infrastructure. So, yeah.
So is this just the US?
Today, it's predominantly focused on the US, but it's not, it's not just related to the US. Clearly, there will be suppliers in various other geographies that, need to or are supplying into the critical infrastructure in the US. So it will apply to those guys. Equally, it applies to us at Device Authority, right? So if we're supplying software into critical infrastructure, then we would need to provide our SBOM around Keyscaler. But equally, there is ongoing themes that may be applicable into the UK and European markets as well.
Okay, well, that's interesting. So we've yet to see that, but we think that's coming.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So what do you think the longer term impact of this is?
Yeah, do you mean from the supply chain, security, those types of things?
Yeah,
well, I think the longer term impact is that we will get to a point where, software, bill of materials will help in the combat against cybersecurity criminals, and it help improve the security of the supply chain. However, it's not just one silver bullet. It's not going to solve all the problems. It's really a tool for, giving visibility about what does my infrastructure have, what software is carried in my infrastructure, which can only help, right, give visibility and help manage the things like zero-day attacks and vulnerabilities that are found in those software components.
Excellent. Well, I think anything that improves IoT security or security in general is a good thing and a good set of steps to go through. So do you think, coming back to the European side of things, do you think there will be as much weight behind a move in Europe for from a governmental stance, or do you think it will just be more of a best practice?
It's a good question. I think time will tell. I certainly know that the likes of the NCSC are starting to look at things like software bill of materials and how that can be applied to the domestic markets like the UK. What the US are doing, I think, are leading the way in certain aspects because of what they're doing around SBOMs and the critical infrastructure and the executive order. So, yeah, I mean, I think that is interesting, but time will tell. I hope they do enforce something like that, because we've all seen the types of attacks that have happened over the last so many months and years, and anything to help improve that situation and improve the supply chain is going to be really important.
And they're not getting less, right? Attacks and vulnerabilities aren't diminishing. So,
yeah, exactly.
So thinking in practical terms about SBOM and, you know, this fingerprint of your software, as it would be, do you think that would have prevented some of the recent vulnerabilities? You know, I'm thinking like things like Log4j, those types of things.
It's a good question. I'm not sure it would have prevented those things. What it would have done is help give visibility and help vendors that have those soft components understand they've got those software components in their real estate of their infrastructure, right? So if you know from the outset of what software you have in your infrastructure, then you can do something about it. So for example, if, you know, an industrial vendor had a visibility about all of their machines, all their pieces of equipment with all the software on it, they could very, very quickly then understand which ones of those devices and machines and so forth are impacted. Yeah. And then you can make some assessment about what you're going to do about it, right? It's all about giving that visibility and basically understanding, you know, then you can do something about it.
So it's not so much about prevention, but it's about improving speed of remediation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Speed of remediation and transparency through the supply chain and so forth.
Yeah. So how easy is it to become SBOM compliant then?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are various things in place. Traditionally, you know, it's been a sort of a homegrown type scenario, but there are various vendors in place now and standards that are coming out to help build a framework about how you can build an SBOM. So, for example, there's some standardized tools you can use to build SBOMs, things like Cyclone DX, SPDX, and those types of tools. So you can build out a standardized template for SBOMs. And then there's other vendors out there which can help you publish those SBOMs and provide visibility around, you know, those SBOMs and share them with various other organizations. That's one of the direct requirements for the executive order, right, to be able to share and collaborate in the space of those SBOMs. So yeah, there are various vendors that are offering up tools and solutions to make it easy. And clearly, us at Device Authority, we're working in the space of IoT, so we're helping from the SBOM and IoT space.
Yeah, so I guess on that theme, you know, it would be remiss of us not to look at what we can do to impact. So can Device Authority help on that journey by, you know, bridging the gap between where customers are and some of these tools and pulling it together?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, clearly, the executive order, as an example, it calls for publishing an SBOM somewhere, and B, continuously updating and managing that SBOM. It's not just like one time, one go, you know, it has to be a continuous assurance thing here. And equally, there's a requirement for zero trust as part of the executive order. And that zero trust, as everyone knows, you know, verify first before trusting various devices. That's anything in the critical infrastructure, right? And as part of that whole ethos around zero trust, we can help with zero trust things, if you like. So you can imagine we've got Keyscale, it's the identity access management platform for IoT, where we can we're managing identities, certificates into IoT applications and so forth. You could see the scenario what we're building out here is the ability to remediate. So if you find a zero day vulnerability found, and that's then applied to, say, for example, an SBOM data hub, which Keyscale can then connect to, we can then validate what's actually on the device real time to what's in the SBOM hub. So you can quickly understand, is there an impact here from that zero day for a particular device, and then you can remediate with that. So for example, you could revoke a credential so the device can no longer connect to the infrastructure or the IoT application, or equally it could be just send an alert or something like that, or plug into another application to give visibility about, hey, all these devices are now vulnerable.
Fantastic. Well, that's all we've got time for today. Rob, I'd like to thank you for your time. If you have any questions on SBOM and how SBOM might apply to you and how you can start that journey, please feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to talk more. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the next podcast.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.